Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm John Burroughs, your host for Your Financial Physis, and our topic today is Thriving Right. As your regular monthly host, we have the pleasure of introducing, as our intro described, outstanding women in business in all walks of life. And today I would like to introduce to you our leading lady of the day, Deborah Sweet, the founder CEO of Thrive Right Consulting. And Deborah, just welcome to the show. Say hello to our audience, please.
Hello. Hello, John, and hello, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. I like that, the leading lady. I think that's the new tagline I have to use.
Well, we love to make sure that we highlight our hosts, our guests on the show, and make sure we put our best foot forward. You put your best foot forward there. So I want to start this show off by reading something from your website that that struck me when I was looking at it here this morning. So before I start questions, I'd just like to say, and I quote from your website, "Staying in business takes guts, grit, and vision. You may have been fueled by passion, but when life interrupts business, it's commitment, tenacity, and getting back up with rock star resiliency that fosters standing ovations. Truer words could not have been spoken or written." I've been in those shoes before, so tell me a little bit about your background and where that opening line, because obviously that's central to your mindset with your body-mind business there. Give us a few details on the history.
You bet, John. Yeah, that came out of high inspiration, but it is truly based upon my life journey. So, you know, my 100,000-foot view, I was born into business. Seriously, my dad got into his business before I was born, but he bought his first business when I was 4. So the industry he was in, I was around literally since I was born. So my parents didn't just own one business, they own a couple. So part of my upbringing has been helping grow businesses, sustain businesses, evolve businesses, buy them, sell them, start them. And so my entrepreneurial part of who I am literally is in my blood. I often say owning a couple companies is the most comfortable pair of jeans that I own. So that's
like
one
that
side, right? You like that, right?
I do.
It feels kind of weird if I only have one, right? But so the other side, though, is that I'm a high creative. So there was this calling that I knew was placed upon my heart. Happened when I was in kindergarten. In fact, 5 years old, we had an assignment that says, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I knew in my heart I wanted to be a dancer, just like the kind that we see on Dancing with the Stars today. Well, let's just say, John, that part of my life journey didn't quite land that way. I didn't become a dancer. However, I did put it on my heart, and part of my upbringing was very focused on music, so very high creative. So I'm left brain and right brain. Well, in the middle, life threw me a lot of curveballs and a very, very significant one that ended up being about a 30-year journey that didn't just knock me down but leveled me out, not once, not twice, but 3 times. And so what that is that I unknowingly lived with, and I now have since recovered and rehabilitated from a severe traumatic brain injury. So I literally had to learn to walk again, talk again, do everything again. In the middle of that, I was growing a family, raising kids, building businesses, and I launched Thrive Right Consulting. So, yeah, those words ring pretty true to me.
I can see why.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get into a couple of the questions I have high on the priority list, because I know this half hour is just going to fly right by, but first of all, a little bit about your biz, just the nuts and bolts of it. Who's your clientele, or who are you catering to in your business? Why are they coming to you specifically for the leadership skills development and training program? So give us a little profile there.
Absolutely. My clients, whether they're male or female, are, I call it, really great get-it-doners. They're the go-to people. You like that? So you'll see. I have a very nerdy side to my brain, but I like to have fun along the way, right? So they're my get-it-done people. These are people that are salt of the earth. You need something done. These are the people you go to. But also, my people are very visionary. They've got some grit. They have big ideas. My people always tell me the same thing. They are truly in business to serve. They feel a calling. Business is that avenue. They really want to empower or help others somehow with their skills. But here's the other thing. Most of the people that show up in my world, this is what they have in common. One, many of them feel like they're in a pressure cooker because they're such good get-it-doners. And they say yes to many things, but all of a sudden, sometimes their world is like, oh my gosh, I just need some relief. I can't believe I'm working hard and I see some traction, but I'm not getting where I really want to be. I need some relief, right? That's an aspect. Another part is that some of my clients, they're really primed. They're primed. They want acknowledgement. They're wanting to really provide for their family. And a lot of times they've been successful doing things on their own, but they realize they cannot sustain that. They have to learn something different that'll help get their business from sometimes being upside down to right side up. Sometimes they go from penny pinching to profitable. And my people are very open. They value the input of working with somebody who's been there, done that, and can help hold their hand along the way if they need it.
Excellent, excellent. I would like you to speak to something specific here, and I'm looking in my own notes and on the website. I'm looking at a key phrase that I tuned right in on there. It looked like be number one on top of the priority list, and it's called ditch the disconnect. Now, I know you have some quick tips. We'll talk about that in a second, but tell me, define for our audience here, what is that all about? What are we referring to when you show women in business how to ditch the disconnect and live their brand?
Absolutely. So, let me take one step back. So, as I shared with you, you know, running multiple businesses has been part of my lifestyle. So, ThriveRight Consulting, I launched about 7 years ago, and it came out of this. I was inspired, and I birthed this whole business because I am on a personal mission to help business owners learn how to do business differently. I really want to help fill in the gaps to bust through a myth. There's some fraud that sits behind the mindset of six-figure success. I'm going to lean into that in a second. But what's important for everyone who's listening in to understand is that I also have along the way, part of my journey is I've been running a high-level strategic marketing firm for almost 30 years. So I've written high-level marketing plans. I write them. We develop the parts and pieces. We launch. We implement. We manage. And, John, I kept seeing patterns play out over and over and over again. My clients often come to me because they want more business. They need more clients. They've invested into their business, but things aren't working. Well, the ditch, the disconnect really came about in part because of my own journey. Rehabbing through a brain injury is not easy. I don't take it lightly. And why that's important here is that through my journey, I actually had an opportunity to literally, like no joke, literally see how the brains see. I actually taught my doctors some things. But what I really lean into in helping my clients today learn how to own their brand and live it is that for as good as I am in business and helping businesses get very strategic with real, you know, planning, systems, process, procedure, we take it from idea to plan to implementation, right? We develop the parts and pieces and implement it. We can have the best laid forth plan around. But there's something called, that I call the H factor. The H factor it's the human factor. We can have the best plan, the best tools, the best knowledge, but if the humans are not connected into the process, it doesn't matter. The systems, process, and procedure will either fail or goal achievement will be limited. Mm-hmm. And what I have found, a lot of my clients, and this is the thing about branding, because marketing, like I've always gone into, I always have to start, what's your brand? Do you know your brand? What do you own it? Before I can build a marketing plan, we have to get you real clear on why your brand. So I've been deep in this space, and what I've seen also when it talks to the culture of a company, the founder of a company, they can have vision. You might have your executive team have a vision, but a lot of times it's top level only. It never gets infused. The culture of the brand never gets infused into the whole company, and that also creates conflict, limited results. Businesses function as silos. So when we get to the point where I start with, let's ditch that disconnect, I'm talking about let's help the person at the helm. My clients often, I deal with the owners, the CEOs, the top-level execs. Let's help you get really laser lucid clear on who you are, where are you going, why does it matter, so that the human part of you is now infused into the brand of your company, and then we can bring it full scale throughout the organization. This is really important. Are you tracking with me so far?
Yeah, absolutely I am. And I can say just listening to what you're talking about and that disconnect, because now it resonates very much with me, because I think it is rare that you see that kind of top-down laser focus, as you put it, where the rest of the body reflects those goals and aspirations and that human factor to the whole situation. I think we can think of 1,000 companies where that doesn't happen, and it is rare that we see ones where they do. And I think of words, even the speaker and it, Simon Sinek has said his best, it's kind of the why behind the what of what we do, and bringing that human factor in there. So absolutely, I think you're spot on with your analysis of, and that makes sense. Now I get the disconnection.
Well, there's a couple parts to this too. There's a real cost to not having alignment, or not having even yourself. If you're the owner of your company and you've got dreams and goals that life interrupts, it throws you a curveball, it knocks you down, or you just get up and you're like, oh my gosh, it took everything I could to put on my clothes today, show up at show up at work and go, oh, here we go again, right? Are you really connected into your vision, your passion, your purpose, your people? If you're not connected, how can you bring in other people? How are people going to say yes if you can't say yes to you, right? And usually, John, so there's a few things here. There's a real cost. The Gallup poll did a study, and this is pre-2020, right? The study is significant. On an annual basis, 73 to 88% of people were showing up to work without purpose, without passion. They were disconnected from what they were doing. That is significant. The numbers behind that, when we talk about lost productivity, like I could go deep on this, I won't go too deep right now, but just lost productivity, issues, cultural problems, employee problems, turnover, all this kind of stuff, because people, the humans, are not fully connected first as the human. So $450 to $550 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars, it costs our country on an annual basis because people are not in alignment with who they are. There are holes in their heart as a human, and we go to this place of employment where we spend a third of our life, right? So when we get into now, right, there's another factor here, which it's interesting, I am definitely uniquely qualified to recognize, is that many people have had trauma in their past. And this is one of those little unspoken things. The reason I recognize it is, I've got this brain injury, right? I have literally recovered from a severe traumatic brain injury. But John, one of the things that also took place in 2020, I had this unique opportunity to become certified in something. This is not sexy marketing. I didn't name it, but it's powerful. It's something called CSID. CSID stands for Critical Situation Incident Debriefing. What the heck is that, right? Well, I'm actually registered now and recognized as a first responder for first responders. Intention for going through that training is that I've recognized in business for a long time the impact that our personal stuff in life and family has inside a business. I don't care whether you're a family-owned company or you are a corporate, you know, enterprise-level company, there's this disconnect that always shows up. You have bosses, managers trying to get people to do their job and do it well, right? We have to get more sales. This is a big thing, right? Building businesses is a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? So when we get back down to that human factor, when you have these personal things that are causing disconnect, businesses are not primed. Most business owners, managers, HR people, they're not primed in this. They're not aware of it. I've lived through it. I did not just live through my brain injury, but one of the things that I've come to understand about me, which explains a lot more about my backstory, is that I actually, from the time I was 10 to 24, that's just 14 years of my whole life, I lived through over 150 traumatic incidences. Now, that may not sound like a big deal until you hear that normally people may have three. So when you talk about resiliency in business, right, life knocking you down, standing up with a standing ovation, how do you as a business owner or somebody in business get back up again and again and again and again and again so you can thrive in spite of everything?
Absolutely.
You hear my passion.
Yes, indeed.
No, that's okay. You hear my passion for this. And so that ditching the disconnect, it is one of the biggest things. I have really learned. I had to do it for myself first. And everything I do in business, whether it's in ThriveRight or my marketing firm, I've lived through. John, this is one of the things that's really different about me and why I'm so passionate. Is that I've always said, you know, I have clients all over, and I don't always meet them face-to-face, but if you meet me, when you meet me eyeball to eyeball, you will know. You can look in my eyes and know. I've walked the walk, I talk the talk, and I genuinely care. I genuinely care about other people's successes. So I'll shush for a moment.
Outstanding. Well, no, before I forget to, because we'll do this twice during the show, I know there are going to be people out there that are going to want to find out more about your business and everything prompted by our discussion here today. So what would you like to put out there as the best connection, whether it be web address, phone number, for those that are going to reach out to you to put your best foot forward for them, to help them in their success? What numbers and or websites do you want to connect with?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Well, one of the things that's an easy way to get a hold of me, and you'll get all of my contact information, is I have a little, I have a powerful resource that I put together. It's called Your Pocket Guide to Busting the Top 10 Myths That Hold Your Brand Back. And so if you go to brandyouquicktips.com, you can grab a copy of that. Yep, brand you, BrandYou, quick, quick, tips, tips.com, brandyouquicktips.com. If you go there, you can get access to my pocket guide that'll help you bust the top 10 myths that hold a brand back. But inside of there is also my contact information.
Top 10 myths that hold you back. Hold your brand back. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more questions here for you. I don't know if we want to go on the negative side, but one of the questions I had is, what was your lowest or your worst day? And I mean, how bad did it really get? And for somebody in a similar situation, what advice would you give as a result of that?
That was always like those kind of questions I pause because like, wow, what was my lowest day? So I'll share
one. I know
one.
What mine was. Mine was easy, but I'm probably pales by comparison to your story.
Yeah, there was, I'd say, you know, when I was the one day that I can recall as an adult, it was recent, and I'd say this one physically and mentally was probably the hardest day that I lived through. was the day I found doctors, when it finally, after 30 years of having this weird health interruption that kept taking away my ability to walk, talk, function, remember. And I'm not over-exaggerating. There were days where I would only be able to speak like a two-year-old. John, there were days where to move across the room, I would be belly down on a floor. And thankfully, my arms sort of worked them to work at that point, and I could pull myself across a floor to get across the house to move from room to room, right? So that's like how physically and mentally, like verbally mentaled out I was. Luckily, inside my brain was functioning, but it just didn't connect externally. And so the hardest day was when we had come to I finally got the answer that this interruption that showed up again just about seven-ish years ago. There were some special doctors that did. They had a way to get the eyes to talk to the brain again. I'm keeping it simple because it's a little complicated. But the hardest day was that assessment with them. When you realize that, especially here in Southern California, we have sunshiny state and a lot of chrome, I was able to drive myself to, I was having a better day, I was able to drive myself to the doctor's appointment where what they told me was going to happen was that I was going to fill out some paperwork, meet with the doctor, do some tests, they do an assessment, and then they would give me a game plan for what my rehab protocols would be. Well, when you have a brain injury, details matter, and so do, like, little details. Every detail matters. And the level of my brain injury, I had no filters functioning. My doctors did, I later found out that I was the worst case that they had ever seen. So what that means is that there was no filters protecting my brain from sensory input. So on the drive over to the doctors, it was a hot day in September, very hot, 100 degrees hot. So on the way there, sunlight was bouncing off of every car. What I didn't know is that the light bouncing up into my eyes was causing a photosensory seizure. There was a lot of them, let's just say, on the way there. Then when I got to the doctor's office, I have to transition from hot outside to the inside. So that means going into air conditioning. The air conditioning, cold, wind, that movement across my skin caused repetitive seizures. Then getting up to, and I lived under big hats and dark glasses and a lot of, like, in a 100-degree temperature, I'd be fully clothed in sweaters and stuff. And then when I got to the doctor's office and they wanted me to fill out paperwork, I can't even count how many seizures I'd had getting there. But now I have to comprehend filling out the paperwork. And I was getting frustrated and overwhelmed because I couldn't do this on my own. I couldn't answer, like, I was not processing. So I tried to see if I could talk to the doctor to get some assistance, because what they told me was I'd get their paperwork, doctor, assessment. It took a while. I did my best with the paperwork. I was expecting the doctor. They didn't do it in the order I said. And when you have a brain injury, that's a problem. And then they put me they did 45 minutes of testing and assessments. Well, their testing is very special, and let's just say every test caused more and more and more seizures. The pain was excruciating, physically, mentally, emotionally. It's exhausting, and I can't communicate what I'm feeling. And then I finally got to the doctor's, and then I get in her chair in her room, and she's shining more lights in my eyes, which caused seizures. And then I had to do all this other stuff, which caused seizures. And I'm not joking. I finally got to the point where after maybe 20, 30 minutes with her, I was in one of those big optometry chairs. I literally oozed out. I oozed out. I pushed everything away, and because I couldn't move well, right? I oozed out, and I ended up laying on her office floor, curled up in the fetal position, just crying like a baby. Like, the strong adult woman in me was taken to that point where I just didn't care. I'm like, F it. And I just had to let it go, right? That was hard. That was hard.
I can see from your very graphic description here, that probably is right up there at the top of the worst day. And obviously, I doubt there's many of our listeners have had anything quite as traumatic or similar to that. But going back to the positive side about that, obviously to turn around and have your business be as successful it is in doing what you're doing, to be in a position to help people, the advice that you would give to them in a similar position or a similar position when they find themselves at their wit's end. On a positive note, what advice do you give when these folks are coming to you?
Absolutely. And so everybody has challenges. Life presents them every day. And every day we have a moment to either step up and overcome or give in. People say that they don't have a choice. The truth is they do have a choice every day. And when people hear the breadth of my story, I could have easily given in. I would have probably become paralyzed and had no quality of life. What drove me to get back to where I am at all costs and dove all in on so many layers to my healing and becoming whole first, healing whole first, is that I had a vision for myself. My vision was performing music, being successful in business, and being able to be strong and be that example for my family, because I know that there's purpose to who I am and what I do. It was a hot mess getting there. So the answer here is lean into your choice. When challenge comes up, and I'm going to make it really simple. If your challenge is you were walking too fast and you stubbed your pinky toe, and we know that little pinky toe can take us down in a lot of pain, right? If it's something as simple as stubbing your pinky toe and that's the moment of the day, you get to choose how you proceed. Do you make excuses about it and give in to it, or do you seek the option of how do I heal from it quickly? How do I rebound? What do I need to know? Who do I need to know? What do I need to learn to be resilient? So it's always about a choice. I encourage people, and this is the biggest thing I work with all of my clients. The very first thing we always talk about is what is your vision for who you are and what you do? The who you are and the who you want it to become, are they aligned? And if not, we're going to start there. We're going to ditch that disconnect to get you aligned, because you must be aligned to truly thrive in business and personally. And the other thing is that I always say that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You have solutions, right? You have the answers that you need. It may take a little courage to ask for help or seek help, even if you don't know how you're going to get there. But I encourage you, ask the questions. God will always work out a way. Don't be afraid. It'll always come together where you can get what you need. When those doctors told me what I needed to go through, they said it was going to take a year. And I'm telling you, I had no idea how am I going to do it. It took 5 years to go through rehab. I was under their care for 2 years. There was 3 years after that, and then I've been doing 2+ years of trauma work. So it's actually been a 7-year journey to get me back to where I can fully function. But I had to ask. I had to ask some of those questions that maybe I wouldn't have asked in the past, because in my heart, this is how I truly feel.
I can see that. It comes through in your voice and your passion and making a good brand for yourself and teaching small business owners how to learn how to evolve their own brand and let them know why that matters. And we're winding down to our last minute and a half of the show here. This just flew right by. But I want one more time, would you please give out what's the best contact for our listeners there if they want to seek you out and learn a little bit more about your business? That connection again was what?
You bet. One of the resources I put together is brandyouquicktips.com, BrandYOU, quick, Quick, tips.com. When you grab that, you'll get my contact information. You can also search me on social media, Deborah, that's D-E-B-B-R-A, Deborah with two B's. Deborah Sweet, just like sugar, D-E-B-B-R-A-S-W-E-E-T. Just Google me and you'll find me.
Outstanding here. And I think our listeners will, I looked at the websites myself, and I was very impressed with the content there. And I suspect full well that I, too, will be swinging back around as I start to examine. Heading into 2021, excuse me, it's going to be a little bit different than this year. That's absolutely for sure. And I really appreciate you coming and joining us on air. So I'd like to thank you, Deborah Sweet, for being our leading lady of the day. And
thank you.
Special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. We'll be back again with another Women Lead Radio Show, Mondays at 9 p.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It's been my sincere pleasure, John Burroughs with Finance of America. I want to thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.